if I can get this money in our war, you cannot do anything without money. But what may interest you is that we have several men who are looking for tools, very tools. And for this reason, instead to go only according to the scientific organization, official and so on, we went in a quite revolutionary way. For instance, we took all biology coming from the energetic point of view, which is quite different. Not with the microscope, not with chemical analysis, but with the thinking that everything is only immaterial energy. And this question that is only a result. So we are looking at the result of as completely true.
Are you able to understand when he speaks? I can repeat if you like.
Yes, we can hear.
Every on this point of view, je pourrais vous en parler.
Oui. D'abord, si vous me permettez, je peux répéter pour que je puisse mieux comprendre.
He explains that the group that he is heading up is a little bit revolutionary in the biological field. Instead of taking biology from the point of view of chemical, microscopic analysis, they take biology from the point of view of energetic. That is to say, everything being energy, stemming from some source.
This is from the energy.
That everything is energy.
It's nice. Actually, it is so.
And our last official result is, of course, a scandal for the first world. We can't put matter from one to another. And we achieved transmutation, like what is in the A50, and a single element, which is called iron, we get from it gold, which is another single element. And it is so revolutionary that we have the experimentation made completely, not from outside, but from official organization in France.
What he says is that the final conclusion of their research work has been to be able to, one of their conclusions has been to be able to make one element to change into another element. They've been able to take iron and transform it into chrome by chemical process, almost like alchemy, he says. And this was a very startling for the scientific world.
Only with physical, he is measurement and atomic energy, nothing at all. Simply that natural measures.
We can give you one information that metals, like bell metal is combination of tin.
Yes.
What is another name of tin?
Copper.
Anyway, tin and copper and mercury, if we can mix it, it will become gold.
But it is possible.
Huh?
He says, are you sure that is possible?
It is possible from what we have seen and made.
But
it is not of great interest to me, but...
No, we are interested. We want gold for spreading Krishna consciousness. Nobody is paying us. We are simply selling our books, that's all. Nobody is paying us, no government, no, you take so many million dollars for spreading technology. That was the class on gold. So biology, what is the basic principle of biology?
Does this answer this question?
It's the perfect scenario, life.
Yeah.
And what is life? Is in Russian, speaking in European language.
Life, what is this life?
Sensitive energy, it's life is energy.
Life is
yes. Whose energy? Whose energy? Where from the energy comes?
Where from the very, very high
up. Yes, it is. This matter is also energy. And life is also energy. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, this life for the living being is superior energy and the matter is inferior energy. So, this living being is combination of the superior and inferior energy. But the superior energy is not matter, it is spirit.
Exactly.
Yes. And it is the, both the energy are coming from God.
Exactly.
Yes. That is our study. So the living energy, the spirit soul, it has got a formation. Formation. Form. That is also stated in the shastras that 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. Here, the point. Here.
Il dit que la dimension de l'âme fait 1/10,000 du poil des cheveux. C'est la dimension de l'âme, selon les écritures védiques.
Mm. 1/10,000 part of the exact version is Kesha Agra. Kesha means here, and Agra means the top. Kesha Agra. Sato Bhagasa.
Ici, c'est le verset en sanskrit.
So that a point you divide into 100 and take again one part of it and again divide into 100. That means you divide the top of the hair into 10,000 parts. Then that one part is the magnitude of the soul, spiritual energy. That spiritual energy is within you, within me, within the ant, or within the elephant, so we are living entities. And the body is inferior energy at the present moment. In the material world, the body is coming just like you are covered by the core.
Il explique que l'âme, l'air du Seigneur, est couverte par le corps matériel, j'ai inférieur. Juste comme vous portez maintenant le manteau qui vous couvre. De même façon, le corps couvre l'âme.
No, you see.
Hmm.
We have tried with some other members, some of whom have very high spiritual position. Outside of this world, we have tried to look, to reach for the old truth, in the very old knowledge of humanity.
Mm.
We have tried this with Indian knowledge. We have tried this with Chinese knowledge. We have tried this with Mexican knowledge. We have tried it everywhere. And we have found that everywhere there is when you go deep enough, he said to us.
He said that among their members, many of them are spiritually inclined. So they've investigated the ancient scriptures in China, in Mexico, all over the world. And they find that if you go down far enough in the philosophy, it is the same truth.
Man, truth is for everyone. Because it's true. Truth cannot be different. Chinese truth is different from Indian truth. That cannot be.
But
it is the same. Truth is the truth. Provided it is true. To take something in as true, that is different. So, the truth is that this body is formed on the basis of that spiritual spark. That is the truth.
La vérité, contre l'identité de toi, c'est que le corps est fabriqué, la dimension, la forme du corps est faite selon la forme de l'âme. Cette âme possède aussi une forme.
For us, the genetic code is very simple. And we are prepared in this evolution, for instance, in the genetic question, in replacing the thousands of books of explanation to the scientific, with a seed of truth, and this truth explains all the genetic code. Because we
where from the energy comes?
From where it comes. Our poor human knowledge cannot indicate something precise about it. We must believe it. It comes from very high. But to explain it scientifically is completely foolish. That is all we need. And further, as I said to you, when look at everywhere. If they think India explained coming here, that everything is about 10 or 12 years ago. That is what the Christians would speak about in history. Something extraordinary. Everything from a Holyman in India, which we show as corresponding from time to time. Without acting, everything in a big book. In Sanskrit, I could not understand a word about it. But I put it aside, preciously. Having this
book. What is that book?
But it's only 1 year ago.
Now, what is that book?
It was the Ayurvedic collection. The word Ayurvedic medicine. This was this book. Mm-hmm. And I learned about it only 1 year ago. Because a professor of Sanskrit from India. And it come from Europe, from India to Europe, and he saw Paris again. He was a professor of Sanskrit, and saw this book, and he said, it is marvelous. You cannot find it anymore. It is the whole Ayurvedic medicine.
Mm.
And this had for 10 years without knowing why.
We are very pleased that you are accepting that the light comes, light is energy. Now, we
give it a name, energy.
Huh?
We give it a name.
It is energy. And that is the name. Because we say, Prakriti. Prakriti means energy. Nature. That's like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the aparayam itasu vidhi means prakriti in para. To find out the word.
Je cite encore des versets des Écritures védiques pour montrer les similitudes et les différences entre ce que vous êtes en train d'expliquer et le professeur de Sylvie.
Notre but. Et. We are talking about state of the world is going down. Since 30 years, I said, with pollution, with science, with power, with everything, the world is going down, going to the catastrophe. And there is only one possibility to save me. It is question, spiritual revolution. Without a spiritual revolution, between 20, 25 years, the world is finished. How the world of which people are so proud. And this, we are doing everything in our power to prepare and to do what we can to prepare this spiritual revolution. It is the thing we have to do today to save the world. Without spiritual revolution, there is no possibility to save it. It's going down, definitely. For this earth, yes.
So we have started this movement, spiritual revolution, Krishna consciousness. Why don't you cooperate with us?
Oh, you see, gradually, our field, everything we can. And we are preparing to bring this spiritual revolution. We have to bring to life all the good knowledge, the real spiritual knowledge. And this is what we are preparing. And it will take 1 or 2 years more until everything is prepared.
We have studied Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita.
Est-ce que vous avez recherché aussi la Bhagavad Gita?
Some of them, then know it perfectly. I do not.
So you did that energy, two energies, how they are explained? Bhumi Rapana Lobhari.
You see, some of members are so certain or not. So present, say, don't feel.
This is in the
interior. It's a nice second. Watching a glass of tongue.
This is in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita text number 45. Bhumirapana ro vayu hammana bhugare vacha hantrayatiyane vinatrakusha ashtadas. Translation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether these 8 comprise by separated material energy.
This is material energy. Bhumirapana explained
that. That the material energy on earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These energies, they come from Krishna. In other words, we're speaking of energy. And there is an origin to the energy. We always have an experience, just like there is sunshine here. But the sun's origin is millions of miles away. So in the same way, these energies also have origins. It's not that they are just existing without some source. And Krishna is describing here in the 7th chapter, this is called knowledge of the absolute, how these energies are related to him. Now, in the material world, it's described that there are two energies. This is called Dina Prakrishashtada, inferior energy. This will be described in the next verse. Aparena, Itasvanyam Prakritim Vidinetra. Now, this is describing the superior energy, or the param Prakriti. And this is described, besides this inferior nature, which is this earth, air, water, fire, ether, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind, which are all the living entities who are struggling with material nature, and are sustaining the universe. So this earth, air, water, fire, and ether, just like your body, it is being sustained by the soul. And as soon as the soul leaves the body, and of course the earth, air, water, fire, and ether, it is no longer sustained in this fashion. It merges into the various elements or energies as such. And in this way, we can understand that the material world is made up of two energies. As my spiritual master said, the inferior energy, or this apara prakriti, earth, air, water, fire, ether, etc. And the superior energy, or the living force. So the point is that the life force does not come from a combination of earth, air, water, fire, and ether.
It is separate. That is a superior energy. And on this point we agree. Now we have to find out what is the source of both the superior and inferior material energy. Or what is God. So if there's
and that is spiritualism. That is spiritualism. When we find out the source of energy, that's the beginning of spiritual life. Our spiritual understanding.
And you heard this, you know. Some of our members know this perfectly. But they understand all the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Scriptures and all the others too. And they studied them for years, trying to look for truth. They are not so perfect in this day. And if you...
The truth is there, explain. Truth is there, Krishna. From him, the energies are coming. That he is the absolute truth. Param Sattam, Jeevan. Krishna is the absolute truth. Sattam. Where Bhagavat explains, Param Sattam, Jeevan. Om no Bhagavati Vasudeva. So, the supreme truth is there within our understanding. But people do not know it. Therefore, spiritual revolution means the people should understand what is this supreme truth. And then mold their character and activities according to that relationship. Then that is success of human life.
And I can say to you, you are making a very prepared moment. Very important work, which is explanation for many different points of view of all the genetic God, which is something science, something absolutely terrific, plenty, thousands of books and so on.
What is your explanation of genetic code?
Protocol genetic. Ceci, ça n'est maintenant le secret. Certaines choses doivent être préparées dans le secret. Ceci sera donné au monde dans une année ou deux au plus tôt. Mais il y a une chose, c'est que, par exemple, au point de vue médical, c'est en se plongeant dans l'esprit de vérité que les solutions peuvent. Des découvertes ont été faites de la simplicité de la vérité. Mais c'est en recourant à la vérité. Sinon, avec tous les lignes, avec toute la finie,
yeah.
C'était impossible.
Yeah, he says, one very interesting, he says, one of the conclusions that they have arrived at is that despite all of your research work, despite all of your scientific studies, if you don't have a simple spirit of inquiry, you won't be able to understand the codes of life. It says the genetic codes, actually, there's a great secret, a mystery, which they are trying to prepare for general understanding. And that secret is that you must be of a simple, humble spirit in order to understand the mysteries of life.
You must try to look for truth. And when you look for truth, you see then a suddenly and simple solution explaining everything for the scientific man. But the time is not very easy to them. Any little later, yes.
You spoke of a destruction. You said that without a spiritual revolution, there would be some type of destruction. What exactly do you think of as destruction? What do you think of when you speak of destruction?
Oh, the world will be dead. The world will be dead.
Yeah. In the Bhagavad Gita, we have information that the living force, or the soul, is neither born and neither dies.
And it's finite. This world is matter. Be careful. I don't mean life in general.
Now, this is the point that my spiritual master bring out, that the material energy is inferior. And in order to have a spiritual revolution, you have to understand the superior energy which is eternal, without birth and without death. So of course there is no question of destruction for the soul.
Destruction in occidental language,
destruction is simple, sir. Just as we know something has a beginning and something has an end. That is destruction. So in Vedic terms, that which has a beginning and has an end is called material. And that which has no beginning and no end, but is existing nonetheless, that is called spiritual or superior energy.
This cannot be discovered.
So,
It can disappear from the living people, Christian or other of this world, but not in God.
Then what do you mean by spiritual revolution?
It is to see, to look for the real truth, the simple truth, the very simple truth, and to abandon our way of life, aiming only for money, power, and material things. To go back to simple living, and especially to living with up.
Living
with higher thoughts.
But higher thoughts, is there any definition of the higher thoughts?
Vous avez une définition pour ce niveau, ce plateforme élevé?
Non, nous ne pouvons pas humainement la voir.
It's humanly, it is impossible to understand.
We can feel it, we can believe it, but we cannot explain it.
Now, if there is explanation why a person is not a human being, say God.
Yes, we always say God.
Then, why should we not take it?
Si une définition existe, provenant de quelqu'un qui n'est pas sous le domaine humain, disons par exemple Dieu lui-même, pourquoi pas l'accepter?
Nous l'acceptons et nous essayons de la prendre gentiment, tranquillement, de préparer ce renouveau spirituel.
He says, if it were presented, he would accept it and try to promote it.
The final of this verse, eighth chapter, parastasmātu bhāva anya, bhaktya bhaktya sanātana.
Parastasmātu bhāva anya, vyakto vyakta sanātana. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
I am quite
agree. And we do all in our center agree.
So then, first of all, we have to understand what is our constitutional position. We are superior, we living entity. We are superior energy, eternal. And after annihilation of this body, I, the spirit soul, superior energy, am not annihilated. I will accept another body, material body. And there are varieties of body. 8,400,000.
Explique d'abord, il faut connaître notre propre position. C'est-à-dire que nous sommes l'âme et nous sommes supérieurs aux formes matérielles. et qu'au moment de la mort de ce corps matériel, nous quittons le corps pour en prendre un autre.
And on this point of view, when some people are doing very badly wrong with us, of course, for us, like air, but we said, poor people, what about their karma?
Yeah.
That is how we look at it. Mm. What about their karma? It is a pity for them that they do so wrong, because
and have to pay for it. Yes. That pay for it means he has got the charms of human body. Now, he'll have to accept lower grade animal body.
Payer pour ça veut dire qu'au lieu d'avoir encore une âme dans la vie prochaine, il sera obligé d'accepter un corps matériel, animal.
N'importe lequel, selon ce qu'il a fait. Et je paye. C'est ça. Alors, de ce côté-là, je crois que nous sommes au point de vue moral en plein accord avec vous.
You said that at least on these points we are in agreement.
Mm-hmm. That's what the real inconvenience is, that I am eternal. I am now put into such condition that I have to change my body. And there is risk of getting degraded body. Therefore, my problem is that I'm put into this condition, limitation of change of body to get out of it. And that is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And transform myself there. Paraskasmat bhav anna, just like we are in this material nature, if we transfer to that spiritual nature, then there is no more this problem. Getting this body, again annihilate, again get another body, again annihilate, this problem, one solve. And that is spiritual.
Il explique que la vraie inconvénience, c'est d'avoir à quitter ce corps pour en prendre un autre, pour souffrir encore, pour reprendre naissance encore, pour souffrir encore. Et donc, le vrai but de la vie humaine, c'est simplement de rechercher cet abord suprême, donc, je vous ai rendu les versets dans la Bhagavad Gita. Il n'y aura plus à revenir. Alors, vous acceptez peut-être.
Nous l'acceptons totalement.
So, he said they completely accept that there is a superior energy, which can be
attained. Therefore, human activities should be doctrine or going back to home, back to God. That is spiritual moment.
Donc, le ressort du mouvement spirituel, c'est le processus qui permet aux adhérents de dédier leur vie, leur activité, à la recherche de cette vie, à la cultivation de Dieu. This is also their idea.
We are giving this idea in practical form, why not cooperative?
Et donc, voici, nous voyons la mise en pratique très, très efficace, pourquoi pas coopérer ensemble.
Et là, il y a une question pour vous qui fait qu'il y a des travaux considérables qui se sont. Je ne suis que le président de l'association. Je communiquerai à mes membres. Je n'ai pas à décider, moi. La seule question, le seul fait que je peux constater cette conversation, c'est que nos buts se rejoignent parfaitement. Notre idéal se rejoint parfaitement. Mais voyez-vous, c'est là, par exemple, si je me prends moi, modestement, puisqu'encore une fois, je ne prétends pas être dans les hautes sphères spirituelles, mais j'essaie de faire mon mieux. Quand j'ai eu, dans mon existence, de grands chocs, de grandes difficultés, peu à peu, il faut arriver à aller voir, oh mon Dieu, qu'est-ce que tu as fait dans cette vie précédente ? Sois content, tu les baisses.
Voilà. Et donc, first of all, it's so far as cooperation is concerned, he's just one man. Well, he is the president. Although he's the president, still he's only one man. And he can only speak in terms of cooperating with the spiritual movement among the more enlightened members of his group.
Yes, that is required. Because if the enlightened man of the society does something, others will follow. It is not that the general mass of people has to be educated. They will be automatically educated. They follow. If the enlightened man is living in such a way that he is going to be transferred to the spiritual world, then others will follow. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. That authority is Shrestha. At least there must be a class of men, ideal men, that they are preparing themselves for transferring to the spiritual world. Then people will see that here is the ideal man, and they will try to follow.
La chose, c'est que c'est entendu qu'il y aura, bien sûr, peu de gens, même dans votre cercle, qui vont s'intéresser à la vérité spirituelle. Mais c'est à ces gens-là qu'il faut présenter la vérité. Parce que s'il existe une classe, s'il y a une classe d'hommes élevés, éclairés spirituellement, la masse des gens vont suivre.
Exactement, je suis d'accord.
But people see that he is also like us. He is also drinking, he is also eating meat, and he is also having illicit sex. Then where is the ideal man? Everyone is implicated with this sinful life.
Mais si les gens voient quelqu'un qui se présente comme un idéal, ou spirituel, qui fume, qui s'intoxique, qui mange la viande, etc., ils vont penser, ben, qu'est-ce que c'est vérité spirituelle? C'est la même chose que je fais actuellement.
Alors, vous pouvez voir d'ailleurs un bel exemple en ce temps, en ce moment, avec les foules dessus, comme ça, Marie-Gilles. Alors, que vous voulez? Seulement, ceci est un exemple. Le succès, la fortune qu'on rencontre, c'est l'homme qui vient se marier. C'est l'homme montre la soif de l'humanité.
Says if we look at, said he knows about Guru Maharaj-ji, said he has so many people following him, the only conclusion that we can have is that there are many, many people who are looking for spiritual life.
Yes.
That
is a fact. People, especially in the Western world, they are actually looking after some spiritual emancipation. But they think that from India, actually, that is a fact, that for any Russian come there, go round him. But why the Western people, those who are on the top of education and social position, they try to understand what is spirit right and follow them and place an ideal
Et ça, c'est la chose. Que parce qu'il y a beaucoup de gens en Occident qui cherchent la vérité, bien sûr, ils vont se rendre autour de n'importe quel chose qui vient de l'âme. Mais la chose plus importante, c'est que les gens qui se trouvent à la tête de l'éducation, de la culture, etc., dans la société occidentale, eux, ont le devoir de devenir eux-mêmes illuminés spirituellement, pour que les gens puissent avoir une véritable leader à suivre.
Nous avons eu certains de nos membres chez nous par ici. Quentin,
Some of his members were even some friends were even visitors of the temples at Benares.
So-called temple of Benares.
That is as a tourist.
Yeah.
But that is not understanding of spiritual life.
Le maître spirituel explique qu'il faut faire la distinction entre le tourisme
I speak of the Holman. They speak of the Holman. Peter, not the Jewish, not of the Jewish. As a man having attended very high in truth and for this reason.
He was
at the time clouded like you.
Holy man means the real purpose of going to holy places is to find out there the holy man and take knowledge from him. That is real going to the holy places after me.
Le vrai sens de visiter les temples, les endroits sacrés, c'est de chercher l'homme saint, le sage qui habite.
Et
members who have gone to India, they themselves are considered to be holy men.
And he went not there as tourists or to inquire. He went to speak, to try to speak about the truth.
So, some of you have gone. So, what truth you have seen? That is, what is the truth? What you have learned about the truth?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez appris au sujet de la vérité?
Qu'il faut continuer à chercher sans arrêt avec notre intelligence.
That we must continue to look for it.
But that if they have not looked, or they have not tried,
they try.
But they have not reached.
Mais l'indication c'est qu'on n'avait pas encore trouvé.
Évidemment,
je ne comprends pas. Mais il s'agit d'un pretend to have found it.
That's it. But then the next step is just to now find it. Here is the truth. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna. So why don't you accept this truth? If you are actually trying to find out the truth, here is the truth. It is accepted by all learned scholars and acharyas of India. The supreme absolute truth is Krishna. So why don't you study Krishna?
So voilà la chose. Tous les grands saints, tous les grands sages de l'Inde ont accepté Krishna comme la vérité absolue. Alors pourquoi pas rechercher Krishna?
Ça, c'est la question qui est à poser.
He said that the kind of question that you would have to ask his members.
I can ask members. I can talk with the members. If they're actually trying to find out the truth, then I can present them the truth.
Il dit qu'on peut faire un rendez-vous si je cherche sincèrement la vérité.
Alors ça, comme je dis, je ne peux pas, je savais pas si c'est vrai. Le secret doit être tenu jusqu'au bout. Il peut être dévoilé. Je suis tenu.
Mais on a pas rapport avec ça.
Ah pardon, parce que dans cette question de la recherche, il y a des choses considérables qui sont en vous. Je ne suis pas en elle, moi.
Mais pourquoi pas amener les gens qui sont
au sujet? Mais c'est vraiment peut-être pas sous. Voilà, c'est ça. Vous n'en jouez
rien. He says perhaps his members won't think that they need this kind of truth.
Then why is this happening after truth?
Alors ils vont penser que peut-être ils n'ont pas besoin. Alors, où s'agit-il des questions de rechercher la vérité?
Non. Et ils la connaissent peut-être déjà complètement, c'est ça qu'il ne faut pas oublier. Il est certain que...
Maybe they already know. Huh? Maybe they already know the truth.
They know.
Then tell, what is the truth?
It's true that some of them know perfectly well all the Bhagavad Gita.
But, alors, mais où est la preuve? Le maître demande, mais où est la preuve?
Quelle preuve?
Qu'il connaît cette vérité.
Ah, là, ça, on ne donne pas de preuve pour la vérité.
He says that they don't really need proof to convince anyone.
Hmm?
Why should you have to show proof that you know the
truth? If you're searching after truth, Suppose if you are searching after war, and if I give you war, why do you get food?
Si on recherche l'or, par exemple, et si on vous présente l'or, pourquoi pas l'accepter? Alors, pourquoi on le recherche, si on l'a?
Mais qui vous dit qu'il le recherche encore? Je vous dis, moi, je suis. Qui vous dit qu'il a fait ça, dans ce domaine? Mais qui vous dit qu'il le cherche encore? Et qui vous dit qu'un jour, si certains sommants de nos morts se rencontrent avec sa sainteté, ce sera non pas une conversation consciencieuse, mais une conversation qui sera extrêmement élevée dans un tout autre sens, mais pas pour chercher la vérité de Krishna.
Finally, his position is that by their research, they have discovered the truth.
What is the truth?
Mais qu'est-ce que la vérité que vous avez sous this?
That is the same truth.
He says it's the same truth that we are following.
The same truth is this day. What is the...
But if you... This is the fact.
Can you...
He cannot explain it.
So we can explain
what
does it
attest
from us.
Let me speak. No, we cannot explain. On ne peut pas répondre.
Si, ça a déjà l'explication. Ça n'est pas pour moi l'explication. Humble, matériel.
Ce n'est pas pour moi l'explication. C'est dans l'esprit général que nous faisons. If he knows truth, let him explain. If he does not know, take prayer from us.
Si on connaît la vérité, si vous connaissez la vérité.
Je la connais. I do not, because I'm trying to understand. I do not. I don't say to you, I know the truth, not at all. I hope to know.
I'm going to take truth from us.
Pourquoi pas prendre la vérité de nous?
Mais parce que j'ai déjà goûté tout ce que vous voulez, et que je ne vois pas pourquoi je changerais. Vous savez que c'est sacré. Et
on fait, because you already have the guru, he already has everything he needs.
But your guru has not given him the truth, he does not know.
Si vous ne connaissez pas la vérité, c'est...
Vous avez déjà vu un guru sérieux qui vous donne la vérité comme ça sur un plateau. Il faut la gagner peu à peu. Il faut mûrir pour avoir la vérité.
He says that the guru doesn't give the truth just like that. He says it's something that you have to work for little by little.
Then he does not know what is truth.
Don't mean
who can give the truth? Just like I give you some money. Yes, take this, $100. We can give the truth in that way.
Vous avez expliqué que nous pouvons donner la vérité. Juste comme on peut donner une billet de 100 francs, on peut donner aussi la vérité. Mais il faut le prendre.
Il faut le prendre. Mais pourquoi le prendrais-je quand on est en train de la préparer, de la faire digérer petit à petit, de la faire vivre, de me corriger de mon ego, de me corriger de mes pensées qui sont en train de chercher à l'élu. Alors,
Why should he take it just like that when he can go on as he is going, preparing himself little bit by little bit?
Why little bit? If he gets the thing immediately, why should he go little by little?
Pourquoi progresser petit à petit quand on peut arriver au but tout de suite?
Parce que ça me paraît préférable dans le
cœur.
J'ai reçu un nom qui est Ratnananda. Je suis exactement tout ce que comporte en ça, je commençais un peu. Je n'ai pas changé de coup.
He says because he finds it more pleasing. His spiritual master has given him a name, Ratnananda. And he says that name means one who prepares himself little by little for the truth.
But is that very good intelligence? Suppose you are searching after $1 million, you are working little by little, and if somebody says, here is $1 million, take it. Why didn't you take it?
Because of the quelqu'un travail pour accumuler $1,000, $1,000,000, petit à petit, préparer le travail. Mais si quelqu'un vient le présenter, $1,000,000, tout d'un coup comme ça, pourquoi devrait-il continuer à
travailler.
Si Dieu, qu'est-ce qu'amour? Vous savez ce que c'est qu'amour? Le mien est mort. Il est de l'autre côté. Et vous savez, l'amour vous reste. Et on ne va pas, quand vous allez, quand un gourou vous a choisi, et un véritable gourou, c'est sacré. Je n'ai pas choisi.
He says it's a moral question. He already has his guru. His guru has died. He's gone over to the other side. And he can't change gurus.
That means there is no question of changing guru. He is actually searching out the truth. Then why he is denying the truth? When it is delivered?
Il ne s'agit pas d'un changement de guru, mais plutôt la question que si on cherche la vérité, pourquoi le rejeter, le dénier?
Je ne rejette rien. Je ne rejette rien. C'est pas du tout. Mais je constate que mon gourou continue à m'enseigner, à me poser des questions, qu'il soit mort depuis que ça n'est, ça n'a
aucune importance. Oui, c'est pas la question. C'est pas le gourou, mais ce que le gourou donne, c'est la vérité. Si la vérité est présente, pourquoi pas l'accepter? Ce n'est pas contre le désir du goût.
Il faut que je sache que c'est la seule vérité, totale. Vous comprenez?
He would have to be sure that it was the actual highest truth.
The real truth.
Yes, yes.
Eternal truth, because you see.
That is the...
Nous avons trouvé les vérités. Dans l'ancien chien. Nous avons trouvé bien ailleurs.
The conclusion we came to yesterday with our other guest, that he says that they have also found truths in China, they have also found truths in other scriptures.
Yeah, what is that truth?
Mais qu'est-ce que cette vérité qu'on a trouvé en Chine?
Elle comprend la vérité.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
C'est une vérité de la puissance, de la seule réalité.
Mais qu'est-ce que cette vérité? He himself doesn't have the words to describe it.
Ça ne se décrit pas.
And then, he says, I'm not describing the reality. Then you have not received the reality.
Il dit que si on ne peut pas décrire la réalité, c'est la même question
que même ça. As soon as you say you cannot describe, then you have no idea what is the reality.
He wants to admit that.
So if you are actually searching after reality, why not, if reality is available from other source, why don't you take it?
He wants to ask Raymond reality. Because certainly his members would have some questions they would want to ask you, and perhaps even you might have some questions that you would want to ask from his members.
Very good.
Oui,
donc,
oui, non, bien sûr, non, je parle. J'ai des questions quelconques, mais je parle dans les très hauts. Oui, d'accord. Est-ce qu'il faut se déranger pour un rendez-vous? I think the thing is to make arrangements for such a meeting, by the way.
And make arrangements. That's our